On his first visit to Asia after taking office, United States President Barack Obama yesterday welcomed a bigger role for China on the world stage and pledged to pursue greater cooperation with Asian countries. Speaking in Tokyo, President Obama called on Asian leaders to pursue balanced economic growth and said he would not be cowed by North Korea's nuclear threats. Obama is also attending an Asian Pacific Economic Summit in Singapore. In a draft document, the 21 APEC leaders yesterday pledged to adopt market-oriented reforms to sustain growth. Charles Freeman is the chair for China Studies at the Center for Strategic Studies Institute in Washington, D.C. He told us more.
The key thing is that even if they're not going to commit to genuine free trade, the APEC countries need to commit to doing their best to avoid backsliding on open markets and open trade. The real challenge here at a time of still relative crisis, the real challenge is to make sure that domestic interests in whatever country involved don't begin to believe that they'd be better suited to closing their borders to trade. And that's happening a lot. So I think that the real thing is to make sure that the leaders at least rhetorically commit to not to be protectionist. I think the U.S. role or the U.S. desire is to make sure that it continues to stress its status as a Pacific nation to Asian countries. There's a little bit of a shift of sands with China's rise and China becoming more of a heavyweight in Asian affairs. And a lot of countries, smaller countries in Asia, are concerned that if the U.S. is not an active member of the Asian scene, then they're going to be faced with difficult choices in their discussions and confrontations with the Chinese.